guys, welcome to the second season of Actors, You Are Enough. I am your host, Amy Linden. I'm also an actor just like you, with over 120 IMDb credits that consist of acting and directing. I am your mentor. I am your biggest cheerleader. I am your Russian skating coach of the acting world. I've coached over, I don't know, a million actors all over the globe over the last 29 years. Right now I have 56 network series regulars, an Emmy winner, an Imogen winner, and if you listen to me, that might be you too. Or maybe you just want to work. Join me every week for industry gems, acting advice, and tips on how to be a more confident actor and human being. Whether you're just starting out actors or you have credits under your belt, this podcast will empower you because you are enough. Hello, fabulous people. So, you know, I was thinking, why do people go to the movies? Why do they go to the movies? To be entertained. So why do some of you give a vanilla fucking audition? You're supposed to be entertainers. Why do people win awards? Because they feel the deepest. They're the most broken. So why do you come in at a 6'7"? Oh, but I don't want to be too much. What if they think I'm over the top? Anybody that is anybody is too much. Think about any of our stars. They're all too much. So why are you bringing people too little? Why are you making yourself so fucking small? Do you want to be a florist, a delivery person, your entire freaking career? Right this way, Mr. Smith. I'll take your coat for you. There's a phone call for you. Did you order the pepperoni pizza? The people who are anybody are colorful. And if you look at your own life, if you really look at your life, you are colorful too. So why are you minimalizing your auditions? Because if you are an actor and you are a mirror to life, then it doesn't really match, does it? You're not really a mirror to life then. You're an actor who's fucking afraid. Anybody who is afraid will not make it. It's a fact. Most of what we have to work on is not being afraid. Most of what we have to work on is feeling our power. So why don't you start with swinging through and stop worrying what other people think? Do stars worry about what other people think? No. Trust me, they've had to have had a lot of work on swinging through. They didn't just wake up one day and say, oh, I'm going to hit that audition at a 10. Trust me, they were coming in at a 4 and a 5 a lot. Aren't you tired of callbacks? Aren't you tired of being pinned? I mean, how memorable are you? Don't you want somebody to say, you know what? You're not right for this, but I'm going to write a fucking part for you because you are so dynamic. I want to work with you. But how is that going to happen if you guys minimalize everything that you do when you send in your self-tapes? How is that going to happen? I need each and every one of you to know how special you are. And you need to show and share your specialness. Do you think it's comfortable being a star? Do you think it's comfortable stepping out? It's uncomfortable. So what if each and every one of you got comfortable being uncomfortable? How about that? Let's make a pact right now that each and every one of you are going to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Because whether you realize it or not, over the top means not being in truth. That's what over the top means. I want each of you to stretch your own personal truth. Stretch it and be uncomfortable. And I bet you, you will become the star that you want to be.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. I so appreciate it. So if you really believe you're enough, then you will click that button and you will go to the store and get involved. I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make him drink. I have promo codes available if you DM me and follow me on Instagram. Take care, and I will see you soon. Share with a friend.